堂听 class.com。
BBC World Service in London. The news at 2 o'clock GMT for BBC News Online.
Lebanese opposition leaders have demanded the complete withdrawal of Syrian troops and intelligence services and an official announcement from Syria's President Bashar al-Assad before they will enter into any talks on the formation of a new Lebanese government. Our Middle East correspondent Barbara Plett reports.
This was the first opposition meeting since the pro-Syrian Prime Minister and Cabinet resigned amidst popular protest.The president is supposed to consult members of parliament on forming a new government. But opposition officials set out conditions for their cooperation. They said first top security and intelligence officials must go. The opposition blames pro-Syrian security chiefs and politicians for the assassination of the former prime minister, Rafik Hariri. He was killed in a car bomb several weeks ago. Since Mr. Hariri's death, there's been growing pressure for Syria to leave the country.
The Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, has told the BBC that Russia supports calls for Syria to withdraw its troops from Lebanon. However, Mr. Lavrov said that the withdrawal should be implemented cautiously and it should not violate what he called the fragile balance in Lebanon. He noted that Lebanon had a complicated power structure and was a very difficult country ethnically and religiously.The United Nations Security Council has given its full support to the strong action taken by UN peacekeepers in the Democratic Republic of Congo against militia groups operating in the northeastern region of Ituri. The statement follows the killing of more than 50 militiamen by troops serving with the UN mission MONUC in fighting near the regional capital Bunia. The UN insists the action was not in retaliation for the killing of 9 Bangladeshi peacekeepers in the region last week. Margaret Carey is the Deputy Director of UN Peacekeeping Operations in Africa.
This is part of MONUC's overall efforts to establish peace in Ituri. The military had information that there were a lot of weapons and arms factions in this particular area. They did a coordinated search operation and then were attacked by militia elements and, of course, defended themselves in that attack.
You're listening to the news from the BBC.A court in Indonesia is due to announce its verdict in the case of a controversial Islamic cleric, Abu Bakar Bashir, who has been tried on charges of terrorism. Mr. Bashir was accused of being involved in the Marriott Hotel bombing in 2003 and the Bali nightclub bombing in 2002. If he's found guilty, he could be sentenced to up to 8 years in prison. Correspondents say the prosecution had asked for a relatively lenient sentence because the case against Mr. Bashir was weakened by prosecution witnesses who changed or withdrew their evidence.The United States Supreme Court has begun hearing arguments about whether it's legal for the Ten Commandments, a cornerstone of the Judeo-Christian religions, to be displayed on government property. The hearing is focused on the state government buildings in Texas and 2 Kentucky courthouses that currently display the commandments. Michael Buchanan reports from Washington.
This is the first time in almost a quarter of a century that the Supreme Court heard arguments regarding the place of the Ten Commandments in public life.At issue were 2 displays of the commandments in Texas and Kentucky. Justices will have to decide whether the monuments are merely a tribute to America's religious and legal history or a violation of the constitutional ban on the government establishing a religion. A lawyer opposed to the displays argued before the court that as so many of the commandments refer to God, they promote religion. But supporters of the monuments maintain that removing them would create enormous challenges in dealing with thousands of other religious symbols that appear on public property.
American scientists analyzing the remains of a NASA satellite designed to capture particles blown into space by the sun say they've managed to salvage useful data despite the probe crashing into the Utah desert in the United States on its return to Earth.The Genesis satellite had spent nearly 3 years orbiting the sun. Here's our science correspondent, Roland Pease.
Genesis was supposed to float back to Earth on a parachute to be caught in mid-air by a helicopter stunt team. But on September the 8th last year, the parachute failed and Genesis plummeted down to the Utah desert. NASA managed to retrieve the wreckage and recently sent the fragmented collector plates out to labs around the United States for analysis.One team of researchers now say they've identified around 100,000 atoms that could only have come from the sun.
A prominent opposition journalist in Azerbaijan has been shot dead outside his flat in the capital, Baku. Elmar Huseynov was the editor-in-chief of one of the country's most radical magazines, Monitor, which is known for its strong criticism of the Azeri government. Earlier this week, two other opposition journalists said they had been detained and severely beaten by the police. Western countries have long criticized the Azeri government for restricting the